Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you, hopefully to cheer you up and help you find the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And that's what I'm trying to do, help you find your happiness. That's the goal here, man, to enjoy life, right? That's what I'm doing. I hope you are too. Speaking of keys to the door to unlock your happiness, my book, The Positive Perspective, has 31 different chapters, little short chapters of all different kinds of topics that can help guide you into positivity and to self-awareness and to help you to be happier. You know, so grab a copy of the book at Amazon. It's called The Positive Perspective, or go directly to my website, Skip Big Tech if you like, bepositivepodcast.com. There'll be a pop-up that comes up, a slide-in or something like that. You can grab the book. You can also grab your personalized copy there, and you can grab a bundle of stuff. Had a few people pick up several things at once, a personalized book, some coasters, a t-shirt, somebody else picked up an embroidered polo shirt and a book, and it's great, and I love it, and I'm glad you guys are sharing the positivity, because when people ask you, what is that? What's stay positive? You can share the word and share some positivity, and you can help me keep this show going, all right? What else is going on? I have a text line. I love hearing from you guys. I love seeing your pictures that invoke positivity and happiness and serenity. You know, something relaxing and beautiful and nature and animals and smiling faces and whatever it is, it's scenery. You can text it to me, 304-506-3332. Cindy, I get all your pictures and your gifts. I love it. It gives me a little positive boost every morning when you send me these motivational things. I love it. Thanks. I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to me. Because that's what I do. I take some time to talk to you. Now, it's been a little while since I put out a show. Because newsflash, I got a concussion last week, so I needed to take a break. But I'm back, and a little bit crazier than normal, if that's possible. I don't know if it is, but I'm okay. While I was remodeling my staircase, a cuckoo clock smashed me in the back of the head. So you just can't make that shit up, man. It really happened. But it's pretty ironic. It's like a 100-year-old cuckoo clock, and it gave me a concussion. So anyway, I'm back, and I'm here to talk to you about stuff. And it started to make me think, you know what? There was a time when I started saying, I'm getting old. Man, you do something, and you're tired, or you're just not up to where you used to be, and you say, I'm getting old. And this show is called Stop Saying I'm Getting Old. We're all getting old. Everybody is. Everybody's getting older, because if you don't get older, you're dead. So that's the only two options. So why complain about living? Why condemn your feelings and experience and all that and say, I'm getting old? Well, that's a good thing. Isn't that the whole point of life? It's getting older. But it's when you start saying that, because you know how your mind, your subconscious mind, we talk to ourselves all the time, and we tell ourselves things, and we convince ourselves of things, and we create fears and insecurities, and we do it all in our own mind. It's not real. None of it is real. We create it. So when you start saying to yourself, I'm getting old, I can't do that, I'm too old for that. I can't go play basketball with your boys, I'm too old for that. I can't ride a skateboard, I can't climb these stairs, I'm too old. You know what? You're too old if you say you're too old. You convince your subconscious mind, you start to believe it, your body starts to deteriorate faster than it should because you're giving up. And you know, we've all been there. I tell you what, when I work doing major woodworking and replacing a staircase in the house and painting and doing other, and it just takes it out of you, and you start feeling a little worn out. But you know what? It's not because you're old. You can say an excuse, you're getting old, but everybody is. But there's older people that are in better shape. So the reason you feel old, and I'm just speaking from the heart here, the reason I feel old is because I'm freaking out of shape. That's why. So I'm not blaming it on old. So I started taking a different approach. I stopped saying I'm getting old, because I am. As soon as you're born, you're old. You're, well, 1 day old, 1 year old, 10 years old, 50 years old, 90 years old. And it's the people that live the longest and experience the most in life and experience the most joy that really get to enjoy this physical existence, this flash in the pan, this brief moment of physicality that we get to experience in our existence. Because we'll move on, everything will change, and, you know, our spirit will align, our consciousness will connect again, reconnect with where we came from, and everything will be clear. And we'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that life thing. That was fun. That was cool. Let's try something else. But when you start feeling old, that's when you got to sit back and ask yourself, why do I feel old? I feel old because I'm hanging around people that are too young and I can't keep up with them? Or do I feel old because I'm hanging around with people who act old and complain about being old and talk about aches and pains and the good old days and, oh man, these kids today, you know? I mean, you start feeling that way or talking that way or convincing your subconscious of that, naturally you're going to feel that way, and that's what your life will become. Now, me, personally, I equate old with growing up, and I'm not going to do either. I'm not going to say I'm old, and I'm not going to grow up. Because what I've seen of people who are so-called, air quotes, grown up, I don't like that. They don't seem happy. Most of them don't seem happy. Most of them seem concerned about things that they have no control over. Now, me, I'm concerned with my happiness, my family's happiness, my well-being, my fulfillment of life, my enjoyment of life to the fullest. Experiencing every emotion as much as I can. I don't hold them back. I don't care what people think. You know, I don't model my life or my words or my actions or my style of dress or the personality I am. I don't do that for anybody else. It's not an act. I'm not faking it. This is who I am. Some people like it. Some people don't. And that's fine. Because I like some people and I don't like some others. So that's the way life is. But to actually tell yourself and give yourself that excuse of saying, I'm getting old. I can't do it. I'm getting too old to do this. And as soon as you say that, you've made it true. You've made it so. Like, what's that saying? Whether you say, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. If you think you can, you're right. If you think you can't, you're right. Because it's your life. It's your, you're creating your personal reality, your life, your, you're just riding in this meat suit. You're creating the environment that you choose to live in. The life that you choose to have. You're actually creating it. So if you're sitting around complaining and whining because you feel too old, ask yourself, why do you say that? Do you just not want to do it anymore? Or do you feel out of shape? You don't feel like you're 20 anymore? Well, you're not. You can look back to the way you were when you were like 20, 30, 40 years ago, thinner, healthier, more energy. Yes, sure. But everything gets older. And the sad thing is, sounds kind of dark, but it's a fact, is that everything dies. Everything that's alive will die. So why try to get there sooner by saying, I'm getting old. I'm too old for this. No. You're just thinking about it wrong. So what do I want everyone to get out of this show? Well, I want you to realize that when you start thinking and believing that you could do anything that you want to do, and when you start pushing the limits, maybe physically, maybe something you've always wanted to try that you're afraid to do, and now you think you're too old. You're only too old if you say you're too old. And if other people say you're old, too old for it, and you let that affect you, then you're not in control of your life. There we go again. It's right around, you know, around the bases again. So by believing that you can, in your mind, stay young, Your body's going to age just like an old car. You can't go drive an old car like you used to or like you drive a brand new car. No, you can't. You can't take an old dog for a run like you do a new dog. No, it's a different physicality, but the mind can stay young. So stop saying you're getting old, because you're going to get more happier years out of your life if you stop saying you're old and start thinking young and acting from the heart and what you really want to do, and stop putting limitations on yourself. Because I think that's our biggest enemy as human beings, is we create our own fears. We put limitations, self-limitations in line because of either what we've been taught or what we see or whatever it is. And we limit ourselves and don't let ourselves go enough to actually experience life in the fullest because of, well, maybe it's a risk, or maybe so-and-so won't like it, or that's not what everybody else is doing, and I'll stand out, I won't fit in. Well, if you're living your life to please someone else, that's the way it is. So, back to getting old. We all get old, and it's okay. But you don't have to be old. You get older. Age. That's just the meat suit, man. Remember that? We're riding around in this meat suit. The consciousness and the mind, I don't think they age. I don't think our consciousness ever ages, because there's no such thing as time in that realm, I guess is the word to look for. Man created time. So let's just try to enjoy this life and start doing things that you want to do, that make you happy, that bring you joy, that make you feel young again. That's the secret. Is joy and happiness and laughter and love. Love is at the front. You know what the Beatles say? Love is all you need. All right, I'm rambling on now. That's the show. But it's probably the concussion talking, but that's okay. I'm having a great time anyway. I hope you're enjoying the show. And if you are, I appreciate it. Every one of you been listening to the show for years. Some of you for 5 years since I started this show. And still listening and still listen to me babble on and talk about stuff. I appreciate that. I appreciate everyone who supports the show by grabbing something from the merch from the store, or purchasing a book. That really helps us keep this thing going and pay those bills that we all got, you know. Don't forget the text line, 304-506-3332. You should have it programmed in your phone by now so you can shoot me a text. I want to hear from you. I appreciate that. I love hearing from you guys that listen to the show. And you know what's cool is, how about let's do this. Send me a text and tell me where in the world you're listening to the show. Where are you? I've gotten people from all over the world, and I love just finding out the reach of how far this positivity is spreading. Call the text line, 304-506-3332. Text the text line, sorry, and tell me where you are listening to the show. That's all I got for you today. Running out of words. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.